BBC News with Neil Nunes. The United Nations is to impose further sanctions on North Korea for carrying out its most powerful nuclear test yet. The sanctions restrict North Korea's oil imports and ban its exports of textiles. The UN Security Council resolution was approved by unanimous vote after the United States softened its original proposals to obtain support from China and Russia. The Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina is due to visit one of the main camps for Rohingya Muslims who fled violence in neighboring Myanmar. Bangladesh aims to build international pressure on Myanmar to take the refugees. The tropical storm which hit Florida as Hurricane Irma continues to push inland, bringing torrential rain and storm surges to the states of Georgia and South Carolina. The deaths of at least 8 Americans have been attributed to the effects of the storm. The British government says it wants to keep cooperating closely with the European Union in defence matters after it leaves the bloc. It says Britain would continue to contribute military hardware and forces to EU missions after leaving the EU, as well as agreeing on common positions with Brussels. Meanwhile, British plans to replace the supremacy of European Union law in the UK have passed their first major test in Parliament. In a series of votes, lawmakers agreed to consider the proposals in further detail. A United Nations report says that sub-Saharan children are the most vulnerable of all migrants attempting to reach Europe from Libya and Turkey. The report says that adolescents from sub-Saharan Africa are the most likely group to be abused, trafficked and exploited. In Australia, voting forms have been sent out at the start of an 8-week national postal survey on legalising same-sex marriage. The postal ballot is non-binding, but if a majority of respondents are in favour of change, the government has pledged to amend the law this year. BBC News.